I remember the incident that broke the dress code at Heights, because the dress code was very specific for boys. Your hair had to be above your ears. You had to have a button-down collar shirt, neat slacks. Girls had to have skirts that would touch the floor when you knelt down. You had to have nylon stockings, so forth and so on. Well, yeah. One Orthodox family did send their kids to Heights, and the kid came to school with his prayer curls. And so the school promptly sent him back home suspended. And his father came in the next day breathing fire that he was going to sue the Cleveland Heights school system for religious discrimination if they carried through with the suspension of their son and required him to cut off the symbol of his religion. So he was allowed back in school. Now, at that point, we girls still had to wear skirts. We weren't yet allowed to wear slacks, but they'd bent one rule so far. Then we started wearing mini skirts, and the teachers, of course, had fits. But this was, of course, also at the very beginning of the hippie movement. So it also opened the door for all the kids who wanted to start growing their hair longer. And I remember sitting in classes and watching the boys' hair get longer and longer.